It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning on the phone, I have Wellington City Mayor Joan Powell. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is the busy weekend for Wellington City.
It is. It's coming really quick.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what to expect for Pioneer Days, because you guys kind of party for like 2 days.
Yeah, it sure seems like we do. But I'll tell you what, we have good people out here, and it's fun to get everybody together and have them, you know, mingle. And first off, on Friday night, we have the dinner in the park, and it's provided by the Cowboy Club. We do have tickets on sale, advance tickets. We do have those at City Hall. And, of course, dinner's a little bit cheaper if you buy them in advance. Dinner will be from 4:30 to 6:30. And, of course, it's being provided by the Cowboy Club, so you know you're going to get a great meal.
Oh, and they feed you well, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then between 6 and 9 o'clock, we have the Countdown Band that's going to play for us this year. I just wanted to let the public know that Dr. Jensen from High Desert Orthopedic has helped sponsor the Countdown Band for us. So if you have a need for orthopedic care, please see Dr. Jensen. He's been so generous to help us out. And you'll want to come out and see our new cover over our stage. So we have shade for those people that are on stage. That is way cool.
Oh, wonderful. So people can come and enjoy a nice, tasty dinner and then stick around and dance it off.
That'll work.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what are we doing on Saturday?
Saturday, our volunteer fire department has their annual breakfast, and it's a fundraiser. And so we always appreciate those that come out and support that. It's from 7 till 9, and you can pick up your tickets from them there at that morning. It's always good.
Any idea what they're serving up?
They serve, you won't go away hungry at all. There's the whole nine yards. We have pancakes, bacon, eggs, sausage, ham, hash browns, juice, milk. You won't go away hungry. And then our parade starts at 10 o'clock a.m., and you'll want to make sure you get your little spot reserved for that, because we have a great turnout for people that like to come watch the parade. And this year's Grand Marshals are Deloy and Betty Anderson.
Can you tell me a little bit about Deloy and Betty?
Well, they've been longtime residents of Wellington, and it's kind of a little bit of a little policy that we try to choose people who have been here for a long time and have done community service to our area. And, of course, most people know Deloy from being Deloy's Locks and Keys for many, many years.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right.
They're just all-around great people, and we're thrilled to have them for our Grand Marshals this year.
Well, that is wonderful. Now, what takes place after the parade?
Well, this year, we have a most wonderful committee chair people. That's been Rory and Sarah Bradley, and they have put their whole heart into this. They have done such a super job. So this year, we have a cornhole tournament, and it's $20 per team. You can sign up here at City Hall, or you can sign up that day. It don't matter. And the prize will be the cash that the people, you know, pay for the registration fees, whatever the money ends up being. That's going to be your prize for playing in the cornhole tournament. And there's a Fortnite dance-off. Now, I've never heard of a Fortnite.
I was just going to ask you, what is that? I hear that all the time, Fortnite, but I have no clue.
And it starts at 3 o'clock, and there's a $3 sign-up fee, and it's ages 6 to 9. 10 to 14, and 15 to 18.
Well, that's neat that you guys are doing something for the teens.
Yeah. And then we're going to incorporate a fishing tournament out at the Night Ideal Pond from 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock. And so, gosh, that'll be fun for kids to go and, anybody, I guess, that's going to want to try and catch some fish out at our pond. We keep adding to it and making it nicer and nicer all the time.
Now, is that fishing tournament open to all ages, or is it mostly geared around the kids?
I think they're going to gear it mostly around the kids.
You know, I went out to that pond, not too long ago, and I love it. You guys have really done some great things to it. So
We have a citizen that takes care of that, and that's Terry Sanslow, and he's been over it since it started. And it's his baby, and he works really hard out there and whatnot. So, you know, if you ever see Terry and you know him, you better give him a slap on the back and tell him what a great job he's doing out there.
All right, that sounds good. And what else do we got going on?
We have a horseshoe tournament also, and we're grateful to the Norton family that takes care of that for us. And they stay and play till a long time after everybody else has gone home. So it must be a pretty serious horseshoe tournament. But we have a bunch of things for We'll have our, you know, little bounce houses and things for the kids to do. It's just going to be a fun day.
All right. Well, I am excited about it. Is there still time to be part of the parade on Saturday?
Yes, please. We need some parade entries. That would be great. This is our, we're celebrating our 140 years of Wellington.
Oh, wow.
Our theme is reflecting back and looking forward. So, you know, if you have a hankering to build a float and you want to do that, you know, it's always a heritage thing. So I think it'd be great if you want to come down to City Hall and get you a sign-up form and sign up for a float. That'd be great.
Well, it sounds like 2 days of fun for the entire family.
Yep, it does.
All right. Well, Mayor, thank you so much for taking time to let us know what is going on in Wellington City this coming weekend for Pioneer Days. I know you guys always have a good turnout.
We always do. That's always fun to say because we do have a great turnout, and it's very entertaining, and we appreciate those vendors that come and set up a booth in the park for the people to mosey around to while they're there.
Now, is there still time for vendors to be a part of this?
There's still time.
So any applications for the vendors or parade entries, they can just get a hold of City Hall?
Yep.
Can you give me that phone number?
637-5213.
All right, folks, still plenty of time. Don't forget, reflecting back, looking forward is the theme. Wellington's celebrating 140 years. That is amazing. So Pioneer Day is taking place Friday, July 20th. It kicks off with dinner in the park at 4:30, and it's sponsored by Cowboy Club, and you all know that's good food. And then there will be a dance from 6 until 9 p.m. with the Countdown Band. And then Saturday morning, bright and early, breakfast in the park. You do not want to miss this at 7 a.m. Stick around. They're going to feed you well because then you can watch the parade and then mosey on over to the park. Participate in all the fun activities that will be going on. They're going to have carnival games, bounce houses for the kids, first annual cornhole tournament. They're also going to do the horseshoe tournament. There's going to be a fortnight dance-off that starts at 3, and then, of course, the fishing tournament. And so that is going to be held out at the Knight Ideal Pond. So it should be a good time. All right, Mayor Powell, is there anything else you want to add?
I want to make sure I invite everybody to come out and join us. That would be a great thing to have you come and be out here mingling with your friends.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time because I know it's probably busy this week for you guys getting ready for this. So I appreciate you taking time to talk to me on the phone.
Okay. Thanks, Ro.
All right. That's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.